USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats have approved a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The president is now calling for swift passage in the Senate.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again.
No Republicans in the House voted for the package. Two Democrats joined the GOP. Senate Republican Mike Rounds tells Fox News he will also vote no.
This is a $1.9 trillion increase in our national debt. Republicans had offered a reasonable expectation, saying we've already got $1 trillion, which has not been spent yet from our December proposal.
The bill includes an increase to the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, but rules in the Senate won't allow that increase to even be considered. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Another COVID vaccine has received authorization. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has now been released. USA's John Clemens reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Golf champion Tiger Woods has been moved to the Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is undergoing more procedures after that serious crash that happened earlier this week. Those procedures happened following an announcement from doctors on Wednesday. Woods underwent emergency surgery, and specialists worked to stabilize his foot, ankle, and shin bones by implanting screws, pins, and a metal rod. A statement that was posted on his official Twitter account reads, "The procedures were successful. They say he's now recovering and in good spirits." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.